the form that this now takes could never be otherwise. Because whatever form arises at this moment is totally interconnected with the whole. It's only through our limited perspective that we think there is an isolated event here that shouldn't have happened. But that seemingly isolated event there's a web of interconnectedness with the totality of this seeming isolated event. There isn't even an event. So whatever appears in the now is as it is and could not be otherwise, which doesn't mean that action cannot arise through you to respond to the need or the challenge of now. But the now, the isness of now, is as it is, the totality has brought it about. So to be not aligned with that is to... You tie yourself into a little knot in the fabric of existence, and that little knot says no. And it claims a separate identity for itself. Me, and here's the rest of this threatening and dreadful universe that seems to conspire against me and put obstacles in my path continuously. But I am going to make it. Just, I'll show them. And now here we come now to the essence, and then we go even deeper. We saw last night that more often than not, the form that this now takes as an event, a seeming event, a person, a situation, a place, a challenge, is only the form of now. It is not the now. The now is eternal, timeless, spacious, pure consciousness, and it is you. Nothing that takes form is you. The essence of unconsciousness, the essence of bondage, the essence of suffering is to mistake who you are for some form, thought movements, identification with this and that, but ultimately it all goes down to identification with thought and emotions that arise together with thought, which are energy forms, and you have seek yourself in it and see completion through adding more forms to the content of your mind. What else can I identify with to make my story better? Or if you're deeply trapped in an unhappy story identity, unconsciously, you're saying, what else can I identify with to add to my bad story? In other words, you're looking for the next bad thing because only a bad thing will fit into a bad storyline. A good thing doesn't fit into my story anymore. If I'm identified with a bad mind-based identity and story, I'm looking for the next bad thing. I don't know that, of course. I'm saying, I'm looking for happiness, and then you seek exactly the thing that gives you more unhappiness. So, form. So it's a search through some added form to find a bit more of myself. And that is the essence of delusion and bondage and suffering. Because suffering is, whenever you are identified with form, suffering arises because every form is limited. and the limitation of that form, and it's short-lived. So the two factors that every form is limited, every thought, every physical form, everything in form is limited and, as the Buddha put it, impermanent. In other words, fleeting. And as the Buddha also put it, unsatisfactory.